Okay. How about Cameron, if it's a boy, and Amanda, if it's a girl?
You know, I was thinking if it was a girl, maybe we could name it after my mother.
You want to name her the Witch of Endor? I've got the perfect name. Rin Tin Tanner.
You want to name my child after a dog?
A noble dog. A brave dog. A dog who saved lives. And if it's a girl, we'll call her Spuds.
Alf, what have I told you about being inside the house when there are people here?
More than I really care to know.
Well, go on out to the garage and don't come back until the workmen have left for the day.
They've been here for weeks. How long does it take to build a stupid baby nursery anyway?
Twice as long as they tell you it's gonna take.
Why don't you come out with me? We can play pin the tailpipe back on the car. It's not as bad as it sounds.
I'm sorry I can't right now, Alf. Kate and I are going to have our first Lamaze class this afternoon.
What's a Lamaze class?
It's where expectant parents rehearse for the baby's birth. Today we're going to practice breathing.
Admit it, Wilderness. This baby's become an obsession with you.
Well, of course it's an obsession. It's the miracle of life. It's the marvel of creation, the mystery of being.
Congratulations. You're giving birth to an episode of Nova.
And then the doctor put the ultrasound machine on my stomach, and we could see the baby's head, and we could see the baby's legs. We even saw its heart beating.
Please, Kate. Some of us are eating here.
Since when have you been squeamish?
Since Kate started talking about that parasite that's growing and changing inside of her.
Speaking of parasites, Alf, are you ready for your fifth helping of meatloaf?
Don't mind if I do.
When the baby gets here, are we going to be able to tell it about Alf?
Well, I have to eventually.
You know, the funny thing about this baby is that it's going to be growing up with Alf. I mean, you know, to the baby, he won't be weird or anything. He'll just be normal.
Don't mind me. I love being discussed in the third person.
Sorry, Alf.
Just don't let it happen again.
I'll get it. Hide him. Oh, hi, Raquel. Hey,
really?
Laverne.
We're sorry to disturb your dinner.
Oh, we're used to it. I mean, come on in.
Oh, and how's the little mummy to be?
Not so little.
She blocks the whole TV when she walks in front of me.
Well, you know the old adage, pregnancy is nature's little way of saying wear a tent.
I've heard that.
We'll only take a moment. It's about the Litwax house. Isn't it, Laverne?
What? Oh, right, yes, our house, yes. What about your house, Laverne?
Well, we might want to sell it someday, you know. So I was wondering, well, Kate, since you're in the actual field of real estate, what you thought about that?
About what?
Laverne. Kate could probably get a much better idea of what your house is worth if you take her outside and go over there for at least 5 minutes.
That would help a lot.
Now?
If you wouldn't mind, you know, just in case we decide to sell it someday.
Well, all right, Laverne, if it's that important.
Take your time now. Ladies, you know the old adage, appraise in haste, repent at leisure.
That one I hadn't heard.
I thought they'd never leave.
Well, whatever's up, Raquel.
Laverne and I want to throw a surprise baby shower for Kate.
That's very
here,
nice.
Saturday.
Of you.
A baby shower sounds like fun. I could help.
That was the plan. Now, we will bring everything but the refreshments, the decorations, the party favors, and the folding chairs.
Sounds fair.
Well, it's the least Addie Raquel can do. Well, I'll let you get back to your dinner. Meatloaf again, huh?
We like it.
Well, to each his own. Toodles.
What's a surprise baby shower?
It's a big pain in the...
So, when's my shower? How did you know? Laverne cracked.
Well, at least pretend to be surprised so you don't hurt Auntie Raquel's feelings.
If it's more convenient, I could stay out here, and you could just pitch the rest of my dinner into my mouth.
Let's come back to the table, Al.
No, thanks. I've heard enough about the Stepford baby.
Laverne, You're supposed to twist streamers when you hang them.
Oh, is that written somewhere?
Well, it doesn't have to be written somewhere. If everybody knows something, there's no need to write it.
If Earl Butt was right.
What?
Nothing.
Excuse me.
Lynn, hi.
Hi, come on in. What a thoughtful present. We can practice on this one.
I hope you don't mind. The sitter came down with a serious case of concert tickets.
Oh, Andrea, you brought the baby. I suppose that's nice.
So, this is where they're going to stash the bad seed. They may throw up. Which could only help this wallpaper. Hey, no one, oh, great. The incredible expanding woman is home.
Oh, what a wonderful surprise.
Oh, thank you, Raquel, Laverne.
How did you know it was our idea?
Who else could be so thoughtful? Oh, Andrea, you brought little Elliot.
Yeah. I'm afraid it's past his nap time, though. If there's somewhere I could just go lay him down.
We can christen the nursery. Come on, I'll show you where it is.
Great.
Well, man, heavy trip.
It's right in here, Andrea.
What a cute room.
Thanks.
Come on, sweetie. There we go.
Does he need anything?
$35,000 for college. He'll be fine.
So, you're a rug rat. Not very user-friendly, are you? Yeah. We're getting one of you bundles of joy pretty soon. Yeah, yeah. People will be making a big fuss over it. Lynn will be saying things like, "Uchi coochie, widow Mimi." Kate'll be bringing a baby formula, whatever that is. Brian'll be reading to it. Willie be changing its diapers, taking it to the movies, and I'll be I'll be sneezing my snout straight. I think I'm allergic to this thing.
I'll check on that. It was probably the cat. Or the plumbing. Or the cat in the plumbing. Excuse me.
Bridge mix?
Aren't you gonna say Gesundheit?
What is the matter with you?
I'm allergic to babies.
Alf, that is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah? Watch. See? Allergic to babies.
What is going on in here? Alf, we have a house full of guests.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news, Mother Lode. You won't be able to keep your baby.
What?
I found out I'm allergic to them. But don't worry, I'll make it up to you. I'll get you a goldfish.
We will talk about this later. Now, please, get back out to the garage.
Oh. Oh, this is all your fault. Hey, they really are more absorbent.
No thanks, Uncle Trevor. I'm not really hungry.
I didn't know it was possible to stuff pork rinds.
Thanks.
Alf! Alf, what are you doing in here?
I've run away from garage.
What are you talking about?
Well, I can't run away from home because I don't have a home anymore.
What happened?
I'm allergic to babies. Kate's having one. She won't let me sell it. Ergo, I go.
You can't stay here. It's too risky. Come on, I'll take you back to the Tanners. You're heavier than you look.
I have big bones. So, which side of the bed do you want?
Alf, you can't live in my room. What if Aunt Raquel and Uncle Trevor see you?
Good point. Let's get a place at the beach.
Alf, we can't be roommates. It just wouldn't work out.
We'll get along fine. I'll be the sloppy one.
Oh, that's so cute. Uh-oh.
So when are you going to break down and have one of your own?
Oh, please. I can't even grow plants. I'm sorry to be a wet blanket, but I really do have a plane to catch.
Oh, honey, thank you so much for coming all this way.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Oh. A 7-year-old knows that you're supposed to twist streamers when you hang them.
Well, then, next time you want to throw a baby shower, get a 7-year-old to help you.
Don't think I won't.
You still owe me for that plastic stork.
What do they call these cold cuts?
Oh, I don't know, because they're cold and they're cut, I guess. Cold cuts. I don't know.
Well, what would you call them if you heated them up?
I don't know. I don't know nothing.
No!
Yeah, come on in.
Hi, Mr. Tanner. Hi, Squirt.
Hi, Jake.
Hello, Jake. What's up?
Well,
something wrong?
Not wrong, exactly. More like missing.
What, did you lose something?
Look, I can't come right out and tell you. I said I wouldn't, then I got Anna. You name some stuff that could be missing, and I'll tell you whether you're hot or cold.
Alf.
Hot.
I win.
How do you know he's missing?
I found him.
Where is he?
My room, top of the stairs, second door on your right.
Now the room is starting to work for me.
Alf, what are you doing?
All that I can with these pieces.
Come home with me this instant.
I am home, Willie. I live here now. Would you give me a hand with that chiffonier?
Stop redecorating. What if Trevor and Raquel hear you?
Relax, Wilco. They're out in their garden seeing if any of their potatoes look like celebrities.
Why would you want to live here?
What do you care? You've got Kate and Lynn and Brian, and pretty soon you'll have that B word.
B word? What do you mean, the baby?
See? That's why I can't live with you anymore. I'm allergic to babies.
What do you mean you're allergic to babies?
Somebody brought one to Kate's shower and put it in the nursery. Soon as I went near the kid, I nearly sneezed up a lung.
Well, you're sneezing now. There's no baby here.
Well, all I have to do is think about babies and I sneeze.
Well, there you are, Alf. You're not allergic to babies. The whole thing is psychosomatic.
Psychosomatic? What's that, a food processor at the Bates Motel?
It means you may think that this baby is going to take your place.
Don't try to analyze me. I'm too complex.
Well, I'm worried about you, Alf.
Yeah, well, don't bother. I'm no longer a concern of yours. I'm history. Vapor. Yesterday's old, stinky, smelly garbage with maggots all over it.
You know, when I married Kate, I loved her more than anything in the world. And then we had Lynn and Brian, and I found out I loved them just as much. But that didn't mean that I loved Kate any the less. And then... Well, maybe it's not exactly the same, but, you know, we love you, pal. We all do.
On whose behalf are you speaking?
Well, on my own, of course, and Lynn's and Brian's.
Yeah, and?
And I'm sure Kate, in her own special way, in her own particular way, her own unique way, she loves you.
You mean that?
No one, believe me, no one could ever take your place. But if you really think that you'd like to live over here...
Well, this room and I really aren't in sync. And there's no sink in this room. But
what?
But if I'm to stay at your house, I want to be important to you guys. I want to be a part of things. I want to name your baby.
Forget it.
Jake, are you in there?
Fight.
No kidding, Willie.
Hello, Willie.
Oh, hello, Raquel.
What are you doing here?
I was looking for our cat.
Well, when you're through in here, would you please put the furniture back the way you found it?
Have a nice day. Let's go home and burp the baby.
Oh, the baby's not even born yet.
Then let's just go home and burp.
We will have a new baby soon who will need that little bed, said Papa Bear. A new baby, asked Small Bear. He hadn't noticed that Mama Bear had grown very round lately, although he had noticed it was harder and harder to sit on her lap.
Can I sit on your lap?
I'd rather you didn't.
Fine.
Mom, Dad's looking for you.
Oh.
He can't find his dental floss.
Tell him to look in the toilet tank. Don't ask.
Alf, isn't this book a little young for you?
I know that. You know that. Apparently no one's told Kate.
Want me to?
Nah, her maternal instinct's in overdrive. She wants to think of me as her 232-year-old toddler. I can handle it.
That's very nice of you, Alf.
I know.
Here.
I can't wait to see how this turns out.